my goodness gracious. Welcome to Saturday AM Live. Jeff Kimball.
Hello there.
You know, if you would have paused another half a second longer, I would have had a panic attack. It's like, no, I did not mess it up. I know how to drive a phone and a conference call line. And I can't drive Facebook. You know, today is the 6 months. How do I say this? 6 months from today is my birthday. And 6 months prior to my birthday, especially crossing into the half-century mark, is a very, very good friend of mine in South Africa. His name is Mark Kromhout, and I jumped on Facebook yesterday. I haven't been on Facebook in 8 months, at least. I don't know how to drive. As Emily tells people, our middle daughter, no, we revoked Daddy's license from Facebook a long time ago because he writes too much like he talks. And so he can't be allowed to be on. I don't even know how to get on. I had to use my wife's account to wish my friend a happy birthday because he is the half-century mark. And I was on there for a few minutes, and I thought, oh, okay, well, it doesn't look like I've missed anything, so I jumped quickly back off. But that being said, I do know how to drive a conference call, and it is Saturday AM Live. And we have with us Jeff and Kimball Sargent from...
Nope. I'm going to make a slight, we are married, but he is Jeff Avery Foy, and I am Jeff.
Well, I thank you for that correction, because that would be a travesty.
Amazing.
And I have asked Jeff, because there are, and the reason why I've asked both Jeff and Kimball, several of us heard from Kimball live from Salt Lake a few weeks ago. It was an amazing event, and unfortunately we had family commitments and I could not make it all work. And Kimball shared with her enthusiastic, high-energy style that she... Jeff, I wonder, I mean, does she wake up in the morning, you know, going Mach 5, and you just go, okay, here we go again?
Pretty much. Once she ever gets out of bed, yeah, it's you know, full steam ahead.
We're firing on all 8 cylinders, and we got nitro going in the fuel line there. It's just everything's on, right?
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much.
Hey, I want to jump right into things really quick. You guys have last week we heard some from Dr. Melanie Caldwell, and it was an amazing interview, because one, Vance didn't get to do it. oh my goodness. Sherry Danzig did a phenomenal job. People in the medical field, and you being a pulmonary researcher, tell us about that.
Well, I did cystic fibrosis research. We did lots of different studies trying to test new drugs and compounds that might be beneficial in cystic fibrosis patients.
And for people who are not as familiar, maybe we've seen a commercial or we know somebody who has cystic fibrosis, what's what are the conditions? What is that like? What is that?
It's the most prevalent genetic defect in Caucasians. It comes in, you know, other... you know, in Hispanics and Blacks too, but it's way more prevalent in Caucasians. But they have, it's a genetic defect, so they're born with it. Sometimes it doesn't manifest until, depending on the mutation, until later. But they have a lot of phlegm in their chest. They always have kind of constant cold, phlegm, coughing. They have gut problems, pancreatic problems, lots of different things.
Okay, so just a lot of those symptoms are what most of us deal with in any given winter, especially when we get around other humans. And I think unless we go live on a different planet or go live like a hermit in a cave, we're going to be exposed to this kind of stuff. And this year, I think more than anything, and I don't want to get too much off track here, but this year we have been faced, the statistics are alarmingly high, of flu-like symptoms or even full-fledged flu, and the types of antidotes that are out there, what, you know, Western medicine is throwing at it, seems to not be doing anything at all. People keep getting the flu shot. So although it's different than what you did for an occupation, let me ask you this question, because, and I want to get on track as far as couples in Nikken, because you guys are an amazing example of what teamwork and playing the roles really does work. But in your assessment of having that as an occupational background, looking at what Nikken has to offer, of what I like to say, you know, the complete wellness home, or every home begins at, or every wellness begins at home, and every home a wellness home. Looking back over your career and doing what we do with Nikken today, would you go as far as saying that self-care or taking care of this temple that God gave us is the best way to prevent?
Absolutely.
Expound.
God, you know, gave us, you know, this body to take care of us, and, you know, everybody needs good sleep, everybody needs clean air, everybody needs good water. There's not a person on the planet who can't benefit from those things.
And you back that up with nutrients and the everyday energy products that Nikken gives us, and it kind of goes hand in hand. Now, you and Kimball, 2018 members of Team Kaizen, that doesn't happen by accident, okay? And the qualifications are different for 2019 to win a trip to Italy, but you guys are going to Japan.
Yes, we are.
Are you pretty jazzed about that?
Oh, yes, we are. Definitely are.
And have you been to Asia before?
No.
Oh, my goodness. So this is going to be really interesting. If I could be a fly in that plane or on the tour buses, just watching. The advantage that you two have, like myself, with most Asians, you're about, you know, because most Caucasians are head and shoulders above most Asians. I'm not calling them short, because our middle daughter, who is Chinese, takes offense when I call her short. I'm like, well, you are. You're barely 5 foot. I'm barely 5'6", so technically I'm short. But watching the two of you in Japan, that would be a treat. I mean, we need to get, like, live Facebook feeds so people could enjoy that, because that, you guys are going to be a hoot touring all the temples. But what was it like knowing what the qualifications were for that and working as a team, and Kimball, you can interject at any given point here, to pull off Team Kaizen?
Well, when we went to Utah in January of 2017, I think that was when we first found out that they were going to, the trip was going to be to Japan. And we've been to Europe, we've been to South America, we've never been to Asia, and we just looked at each other and said, we're going to do this. And Jeff and I came into this business together, and I think that, for me, it's always been the biggest draw of doing this business, is because we get to work together all the time, and he's my favorite person, he's my best friend. And so, you know, we knew we wanted to do it, and it was just create a roadmap, and every single month, keep doing the things that you need to do in order to get there. And so, and, you know, there were times I would get down, and Jeff's always the biggest cheerleader. This is going to work. It's all going to come through. And when we broke our first of the four silvers in February, Jackie Dix. And so we had one down, and our goal really was to wrap it all up by July, because I don't like waiting till the very last. We broke a second silver frontline in the end of April. And then we were working really hard, but things didn't come together quite as they should. And then September we broke another, and then the final one in October. So, I mean, it was just, it's a matter of pushing through. And I think for people that are couples, I think we have an advantage because there's two of us. And, you know, all of us have our strengths. My strength is presenting and getting people exciting and sharing the vision. And what Jeff is so good with, I'm not a detail person, but he is so good with the details, and he's helping people get set up and get that website up and get it personalized and, you know, what are the details on the different contests and things. So we work together and use our strengths and then work with the team that way. I think, you know, that if you're a couple in Neakin and you both are in love with this company, in love with these products, if you're a professional Neakin networker, that if you're a couple that can do this together, I think it gives you a wonderfully unfair advantage, and I think people should always use their unfair advantages.
Well, absolutely. You said something right at the very beginning there that I want to key in on, because I'm sure there are things that you both had to sacrifice in order for that to happen, just like with anything, any goal that we set. I sat last night and I looked at the house was quiet. Everybody was off at Annie. And for some reason, I chose not to go last night. One, I didn't have a ticket. But I'm standing there looking at our bathroom mirror, or my bathroom mirror in my medicine cabinet, which there's no medicine in there. It's just, you know, toiletries, toothbrush, that kind of stuff. But every month, I put a goal statement. And I'm getting more and more specific with that. And I know that when I put that in print, so to speak, on the mirror with the dry erase marker, I'm making a commitment. And you said when the first thing that, as a couple, when you get down, and that tells me that attitude is big. Attitude is huge, right?
Attitude is really everything. And I've got a huge shout out to Sherry Danzig, because it was in the fall, I don't know if it was September, October, whenever I heard her on a call, and she talked about that her coach had her saying an affirmation 30 times a day. And in my other life, I've been counseling and coaching people for 23 years, and I use affirmations all the time. And we had affirmations about being Team Kaizen. But it was like 30 times a day, you know, that's, you know, way. And I was kind of resistant to it. So, you know, God really does bring those things back up when you have hard heads. So about a week later, I listened to her on something else, and she brought it up again. And then I was thinking, okay, so how does she do it? And she talked about that she put it in her calendar. So, you know, Kimball is a quick start. It's like fire, ready, aim. So I go into my calendar, and I put the affirmation starting at 6 in the morning until midnight so that it'll pop up every half hour. And and Jeff comes in and says, what have you done to the calendar? Because we can no longer find any of your appointments. Well, Sherry said to do this, and this is great. It pops up. He says, yes, but now there's going to have to be a little work on the calendar. You've got all kinds of appointments, and we can't see anything. So he tucked in, and he took care of that so that we can now see the calendar, and it's there. But that was huge, and because every half hour I got that as a reminder. And, you know, and that's the thing, is keeping it in the front of your head, because, you know what, all of us have all kinds of things going on. You know, we all have our families. For people that aren't full-time Neakin, they have jobs, got volunteer work, we've got our churches, we've got our friends, I mean, and their crisis. But you've got to stay focused on what it is. And I think you have to stay. I mean, one of the things that I really work on is staying in an attitude of gratitude. In the morning, I wake up, and the first thing I say is, thank you, God, thank you, God, thank you, God, thank you, God. And I'm thanking him for this day. And I'm working towards the goal, I'm thanking God for it already being accomplished. You know, ask and it shall be given, seek and you shall find, knock and the door shall be open. So if we really believe that God is going to bring those things to us and put the pieces together, we have to be in that vibrational energy of that. And when you're in an attitude of gratitude, you're just, you know, you're grateful for exactly what's coming. And then it's amazing. It lowers the stress and it opens things up. And we work that the entire year, and that's what we're working this year, because this year we want to earn and are going to earn that trip to Italy, and we want to take people from our team. So we want them to be working and earning, and anybody can earn that trip to Italy. This is doable. First, you have to believe that it's doable, and then you create your work habits. And then you work those and are watching yourself click off from the goal. I mean, that's where we're going. And if you're a couple out there, then the two of you work it together, you know, put it in both of your words and each of you cheering each other on. And, you know, there's always going to be little blips in the road that come up. But that's when each one of you steps back and, you know, and says, no, you know, this is okay. Be like a little piggy, roll in the mud for 5 minutes, and then you get out and you get up and you move on again.
And, Jeff, I can't help but think that having a, and Kimball, I hope you don't take this the wrong way, having a cheerleader as a wife who, but I love the fact that you, Kimball, as you said, you know, Jeff's more detail, and here I was told this by Sherry, and then I need to do this, and you can make a mess of a calendar and have 30-minute reminders, because I can see that. I can literally see every 30 minutes this reminder of fixing our attitude. I call it for 22 years that Stacey and I have been married, I call it fixing your face.
Yeah.
Something that my brother and I did when we were volunteer youth pastors, when the kids would react to something, we'd just look at them and say, fix your face, fix your face. Not establish a poker face. It was simply put on your face what a better attitude or a better response. Because what you're conveying with your physical emotions, what we can see, is not what you should be conveying. And so with our daughters, it's the same thing. Fix your face. Let's have an expectancy that, hey, I know you don't know what that'll taste like because you've never tasted that food, but God gave it to us. And it's a one-ingredient food, okay? And it's really fascinating to watch how that attitude of gratitude can impact even the littlest things. But I have said that so many times over 22 years of marriage. I've never gotten slapped either, which is always a miracle, because for a variety of reasons. But, Jeff, I'm curious, when you look at that daunting task of helping four people advance to silver, which it's really not that daunting, but the key thing that you didn't mention, Kimball, is it's really up to the other people. I mean, we can't want something for people more than they want it for themselves. So to develop four people as silvers that we have to find four people. So, Jeff, the details of that, what was the greatest hurdle to overcome, helping work out the details of that? Or was there a big hurdle?
Well, I think it was probably the biggest hurdle was identifying the people who were going to go. And, you know, just making sure we had everything, you know, all lined up and all the orders were in. But, I mean, I'd say that the biggest hurdle was definitely just talking to enough people to, you know, to get to the four who were going to do it.
Okay. So something I learned years ago from Dave Stoltz's. This is 52 cards in a deck. There's a couple jokers in there, but we're really looking for the aces. Kings and queens are great too, but those four aces is what we're looking for, right?
Correct.
Yeah. And that's how it's broken down. Now, switching gears, looking at 2018 and beyond, the qualifications for Team Kaizen are a little bit different, and when we understand them, if that's our goal, if it's not your goal, then we roll into the mode of being customer-centric, which is something new to this industry. But If you want to understand business, then we need to understand people. And if you want to understand people, then you need to understand business. And if we have no customers, then we have no business. And as you're saying, going through enough people, we're not chewing up people and spitting them out. We're just simply introducing people.
We're offering a gift to people, and it's up to them whether they choose to accept it.
That's it. And do you live in a town of population of how many?
Oh, gosh. This is going to be bad. We live right outside of Raleigh in a place called Fuquay. We've been out here 8 years, and it's a small place. I couldn't even tell you the population. But most of our work, actually, the people we have our most contacts with are in Raleigh. And our business is sort of all over the place. We've got a consultant down in Greenville, North Carolina, Lauren, who went silver, who's doing really great things down there. It's about 2 hours from us. And then we've got Jackie Dix here, who's doing real well. But she has a really strong line up in Virginia that we go up and work with once a month. So we probably haven't worked as much in our own backyard as we could, but to be honest with you, we've been working with Nikan and all for so long. When we moved here, we didn't get to know a lot of our neighbors.
And which is, I tell you, there is a big advantage in that, because when you're talking to your own neighbors, they look at you as like, well, what do you know about wellness? Because you're my neighbor. As if all the experts in the world of wellness can't live next door to somebody. I mean, I don't understand that.
Can't be on their own land.
Yeah, exactly. A prophet is never accepted in his own land. Absolutely. I want to, one final thought here, one final question, because for the sake of time, and I am going to open the line up here if there's anybody that has a question, because you guys have really nailed on some issues, kind of looking at this perspective, and I didn't really necessarily have a plan or intention to focus in on Team Kaizen, but I think what you shared is apropos to any goal that we have. And number one, need to have some goals. I break them down literally, I like you say, as you start the day, because my day starts. The first thing, as soon as I wake up, is I state my mission statement. You know, the purpose of my life is boom, 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 boom. And I throw the doors wide open and say, okay, God, here we go. It's a matter of perspective. It's not, good Lord, it's morning. It's good morning, Lord.
Right.
This is your day. And it doesn't matter. Even, and you know that what the coolest thing is, as my parents brainwashed me with these principles as a kid, I watched our oldest daughter last night as we're just sitting there in the family room, just really, really enjoying. She goes to school 3,000 miles away, so having this time. But she said, you know, Daddy, last Sunday at church, our pastor got up and he immediately addressed and thanked everybody for coming out, you know, to church on such a dreary, rainy, gloomy day. And she said, you know, Daddy, I sat there and I said, this is a beautiful day. I love rain. Because I'm just sitting there going, yes. I brainwashed another one.
That's right.
Into looking at life as it's not about the glass being half full or half empty, but I learned this a few months ago. It's recognizing that glass is not as an optimist sees it as half full or a pessimist sees it as half empty, but a person of hope sees that glass tightly in the grip of God.
Yes.
We're not holding the glass here. We're not, you know, and that's the beautiful thing, and if we'll recognize it. And so you guys nailed what I was hoping you guys would nail on right from the get-go. It is attitude.
It is. And that's something I want to say. Not other than our first silver Jackie, that I knew exactly how that was going to play out. That was really already in play when this started. But outside of that, the next two silvers that we broke we did not know that they were going to break until they broke, and it was on the last day of the month, the last hour that, you know, they called and said, look, I think this is going to happen. Help me. And then we worked like banshees, you know, till midnight to get everything there. And you know, if you believe it's going to happen, you work and you ask God, then you just take it as it comes. It's a wonderful ride, but you don't, it's not that same kind of stress. But, you know, the things come into peace. You've just got to keep believing, keep working, but know that you're probably not going to know. And somehow that sort of, I think that bothers me way more than it does Jeff, because I like to look at this, and then I like to create this little roadmap and think that that's the way it's going to go, but that's typically not how life works.
There's always variables out there, aren't there?
Yes, yes.
And I want to really encourage everybody to take what Jeff and Kimball are sharing to heart, because it really, really does come down to your attitude. And I don't know what everybody's goals are. Maybe you have a goal just to introduce one new person to Nikan a month. And if you're listening to this via, you know, live or via the recording, that should be the intention. Because if we treat this as a business, and I've got some announcements I want to cover here in a couple minutes, regarding that, some different things that I've discovered along the way, especially right now in, you know, 2018, that are very, very time sensitive. But I think the biggest thing is being part of a program, or being part of an attitude, a mindset. That's the word I'm looking for. Having a right mindset. As I learned years ago, it's called stinking thinking. That you turn on the news, or you turn on anything, and before long it goes downhill really quick. It's the theory of diminishing returns. And I'm sure you in your profession, Kimball, as a psychotherapist, did I pronounce that correctly?
That's right.
Okay. I'm sure you have seen a lot.
Right.
And it does. It's, you know, it was as our pastor said last week, he said, you know, so much of our culture today is based on feeling. And he said in the decades that he said he's counseled people, they come back and say, well, I hear what you're saying, Pastor, but what and I appreciate that good counsel and what I should do and what I could do, but I feel this way. And he stopped, and he is as if to convey, well, I just told you what you could do to get yourself out of that situation, and yet you still want to stay in that muck and that mire because of feelings. We really do have to overcome it with an attitude. And speaking of a great attitude, I want to put this teaser out as a commercial. April 16th. I believe tax day is April 16th or 17th this year. But anyways, that Monday night, we will be kicking off the ICANN attitude. We call it ICANN 2, but I think just for Team Rogers, this is ICANN attitude number 7 or 8. I've lost track. I just keep doing this over and over and over because I still got a fixed goal like everybody else, and my ICANN attitude is a manifestation of my thoughts, feelings, and actions. Memorization and doing exactly what Kimball and Jeff are talking about is developing that is going to get us to those goals. So I couldn't have been more thrilled for both of you when I saw that. It wasn't, to be honest with you guys, for Stacy and Vance, it wasn't really a goal that we set to be part of the 2018 Team Kaizen. Now, maybe it should have been, and I'm sure some people are saying, well, shame on you, because it should have been. It really wasn't a goal of ours. I've been to Japan. We've been to Asia. So that wasn't a big thing. We've been part of Team Kaizen twice now. We will be a part of it in the future, but it wasn't really a goal of ours. But I couldn't have been more excited when I saw the list and I knew you guys were on it. So congratulations again. And again, I'm not kidding. I would love to have some, you know, live feeds of you guys walking around Japan.
I'm sure that we will, and I really am looking forward to people being more our size.
Oh, it's just a treat. Hey, and as I said, and if you guys don't mind, *6 on anybody's phone line. If you have a question pertaining to the topic of attitude and setting goals, what we've been discussing, *6 on your phone line. And if there's not any, I'm pausing here. Sometimes people say, oh, I tried to get in, I just couldn't push the button fast enough. Well, it's a little asterisk, which is in the lower left-hand corner. And then *6.
Hi, this is Pat Kelly calling. And for
good
those
morning,
who want to,
Pat.
Good morning. For those who want to move forward on this, a really good book is W. Clement Stone's Success Through a Positive Mental Attitude. Lots of good hints, easy read, and very fine.
Give us that title again, Pat.
Success Through a Positive Mental Attitude.
Positive
Mental Attitude, yes. It's got very wonderful hints, and chapter by chapter, you just grow every time you open the book.
And on that note, Pat Kelly is one of what I call the famous people that in the I Can Attitude series, lesson number 12, it's at the very top, and all this is on SaturdayAMLive.com. In lesson number 12, it's a 14-minute overview, and you get to hear Pat at the end of that overview because she shares a testimony of what this did for her. If you don't know Pat's story, the nutshell version is she works with people who don't always have an I Can attitude. Pat, is that fair to say?
Yeah, that's true.
Because they're at the stage in life where things aren't going necessarily in their favor. And that may be, for a lot of us, something that we need to deal with. And the key is, as Jeff and as Kimball have shared, you have to make a decision to get
that's
out
true.
Of that.
And you know what? I have to go because I'm in helping with a fundraiser today, and this is it. So, bye, everybody.
Thank you, Pat, for that great suggestion. And if there's not a question that we have for Jeff and Kimball.
I don't have a question. I just want to make a comment. This is Sandra. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Sandra.
I just want to say it is so obvious why Jeff and Kim would do so well. And it's not just their attitude about wanting to achieve a goal. What I've really observed in them is an attitude to be helpful to others. They're not stingy with ideas or with encouragement or with whatever support they can provide. And they have an attitude of generosity, which makes it easy to be with them. And I think if we in the field would be more generous, more giving, we would reciprocate, and that is going to cause the momentum that keeps you wanting to go, because it takes fuel to run a car. You just can't have a big, pretty car. You got to have gas in the tank. And what I've seen and love so about them is the gas in the tank is always there for anybody who will just get near them. They're both just beautiful people, and I've been in their home, and they just exude thankfulness, and I want to help you. And it's just great. Congratulations, you guys, again.
Oh, thank you. You and your husband are amazing also.
Sandra, thank you so much, because what I hear you saying without using the word is Jeff and Kimball are faithful. Faithful to continue on. The acronym that was shared this week, FAT. Not as the fat that some of us have extra on our body. FAT, faithful, available, and teachable. These were words that were spoken at Billy Graham's funeral. Faithful, available, and teachable.
Yeah.
And how true is that? And I appreciate that about people. And I really want to encourage folks. If you're thinking, well, how do I plug into something like this? There are so many amazing resources out there. But the decision starts with you. We have to say the buck stops here. I've got to get into that I can attitude, or I've got to become teachable. I've got to get around, and it's making a decision that every day, if you've got breath in your lungs, if we're given another day, that means we get to get up and we get to start the day. And it's not about doing the drudgery things that some people fall into that mode. It's about making a decision. Say, you know, we're gonna turn course. We're gonna, you know, March 3rd, 2018, we're gonna go a different direction. And surround yourself with like-minded people. And if you're not in an environment where there's like-minded people, then start making a point to get in connection with those kind of people. There are amazing Nikan people out there that offer themselves via conference call, via Zooms, via emails. And if we'll gravitate towards those things, it doesn't take very long at all to turn it the other way. So, Jeff, Kimball, thank you so much for sharing it with us. And I really, really appreciate it because I didn't have any idea which direction we were going to go. I really didn't. And you guys nailed it. And congratulations again.
Thank you.
All right.